This recording, India 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an odd zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job as a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a flea jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising. Because normally, you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice of a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." It's in the South, and it's a big city. It's beautiful. We don't have as many lakes as we have over here in Minneapolis, but we do have 2 which are pretty good, and we have lots of parks and entertainment. We have lots of theaters, movies, and if you come over there, you'll have a lot of things to watch, and there's this big museum, Salarjung Museum. He was kind of a Nawab. A Nawab is like a king. So what he used to do is he used to collect old artifacts, historical stuff, and whatever he collected, he displayed it, and now it's in a museum called Salarjung Museum. All kinds of rare stuff, and completely rare, you can't see anywhere in the world, all the stuff you can see over there. But at home, we don't speak much English. We only talk in our mother tongue, which is Telugu. In school, English is our first language. You have to talk in English. You can't talk in your mother tongue. So we do have lots of languages. Like, we have 25 states, so you can say 25 languages. It's the beautiful thing. People with different languages are still able to coexist with our differences. That's the beautiful thing of my country. I really love. Other than that, rest of them, like, we can't date guys or anything. It's like a little bit conservative over there. All my family is over there. No one is over here. Just my uncle, that's it. And I was the first girl to come here. I'm the first one. I'm breaking all the traditions. They're really freaking out right now over there.